Hello?
Hi, this is Michaela from Customer Support, returning your call.
Hi, thank you. Harry's just going to run and turn this down. I was calling. I got a charge on my credit card bill, and I was wondering if there's a way I could check it with you.
Yes, ma'am, of course. Could you provide me with your zip code?
59872.
Okay, and what would be your first and last name?
Well, that's just it. I don't know if I want to give it until you tell me what was bought on my card.
Well, the only way that I can
Oh,
see
'cause my
what you
name would be
ordered.
on that card.
Right,
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
right. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. It's Joellen. Jake, well, on the card it would be Leroy. His is the one that got lost. So it'd be Leroy A, or I don't know if the A's there, Godin, Godin.
Okay, just a moment.
And you're from Express Garden Makeover?
So we're a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies and products, which is why we have to first look up your account to know exactly what you're charged for.
Oh,
I
okay.
do have a Leroy Golden associated with the 59872. Could you confirm what the billing address would be associated with that?
Yes, P.O. Box 333, Superior, Montana.
So we have a different address.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It starts with 304. Would you know the address following that?
I'm sorry, what did you start to say?
It starts with 304. Would you know the address following that?
Yes, that's our physical address, 304 Third Avenue West.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to confirm that. So I
Okay.
do see on October the 24th, which is when the account was initially opened,
Yeah.
it looks like you were entered into a drawing for a chance to win the toolbox.
Chance to win a toolbox?
Yes, ma'am. So, one moment. Yes, yeah, so a Craftsman rolling toolbox. It looks like they entered into a drawing for a chance to win that item. The way the drawing works is you first initially enter, you just pay $7.95 as the initial entry fee. If you
Yeah.
don't win that first initial drawing, it does follow up with the, you enter into a bigger drawing for a better chance at winning. You also get a $125 gift voucher via email for being a part of that. And there is a fee of $56.95 that it charges you for being a part of that drawing. But I do see on our end that charge declined, and that was back on October the 28th. So that did cancel out the account and prevent it from going any further, or attempting to charge any further.
Okay, so Leroy, did you put in a chance to win a Craftsman toolbox online? Are you positive? Well, then how did it have our address, our physical address?
I called that number,
Yeah.
they said that Lowe's was giving away
Toolbox.
toolbox for $2.
For $2.
They never said anything about chance.
$7.95.
Yeah.
You didn't have them charge that? Well, they did.
Well, I didn't tell them to.
So he said he called Lowell's.
So, the only way the only way it could have been entered was online. It wouldn't have been a phone call, and he may have meant that it was being advertised by Lowe's. So Lowe's was advertising the giveaway for the Craftsman toolbox. But once you enter it into it, it's within our company.
Okay, so Leroy would have had to put in our credit card number to even do the $7.95 thing.
Yes, you would have had to put in all of your information so before that transaction could be authorized.
Okay, so that's really weird though, because you said it was on the 24th, and he lost his credit card. Oh, that date I didn't write down. But on the 25th is when the credit card company said we called and said and told them that we couldn't find it, and we didn't activate a new one until the 31st, which would have been a whole different number. But on the 24th, he couldn't have had his credit card number to do that, because that's when we realized. Well, the next morning, that's when we realized he doesn't have his card. Well, not that you care what day the last day we went to our big town, Missoula,
Yes,
but
ma'am.
we live in a little town and we go to a big town to shop, And that was the last date that we knew it was used, and the credit card even confirmed the last charge on here that was done in, was it September? Yeah. So, so anyway, the credit card people wanted me to, know if I wanted to start a dispute. But I didn't know because I was hoping I could talk to you guys and something would click. Mm-hmm. But it's a chance at a toolbox. And he says, but that's just it. You know about that, though. You know about a chance at a toolbox. You saw that, right?
And you said that you guys lost the card on the 24th?
No. That's when we realized it was missing.
On the 24th?
Well, no, I think it was the 25th is when we really realized.
Okay, gotcha.
But
so this order was
you.
Put in on the 24th at about, let me see if I can see the time, at about 3 p.m.
3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again, he wouldn't have had his credit card to go get it to put those numbers in. I was going to just tell you really quick. Yeah, the last time we know for fact that we used the credit card was on September 6th. And then when we were getting ready to go to town again, that's when we realized the card was missing and called the company on the 25th that day. So, and they stopped all things. But they said if there was a charge,
mm-hmm.
that it would roll over and go on to our new bill. And that's what she told me happened probably last night. And I said, but the 24th, we know we couldn't have possibly done something on the 24th if we didn't have the card since the 5th, I just lost that date. The 6th of September. So anyway, what happens to you guys if we do a dispute? And I know it's only $7.95, but what happens? Do they come back and talk to you guys?
Yes. So what happens when customers dispute charges? We do have a fraud department that could further assist you with looking into this for you. Because what typically happens is when a dispute is done on charges like these, they do contact us and they confirm information on the account. So if they're able to confirm the address, the first and last name, and the phone number matches, they will confirm it. They will deem it as valid, and it'll result in a chargeback.
Okay. And they couldn't know if they had our credit card, they couldn't possibly know our physical address.
Right. So if it was someone using your card, it most likely would have been a different address or
they
different, you know, information.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's over the internet. And Leroy just said he saw that on the computer. He saw getting a toolbox. So I just know Leroy, he never puts in a credit card without me because he doesn't do that on computers. But if he said yes or something, wanted a chance at something, I don't know how they could possibly.
The only way that I could
that
think is that sometimes people have their card saved on their phone or they may know it by heart. I'm not sure.
We don't have that kind
of
phone, hon. We don't have smartphones.
Gotcha.
But the computer, if Lowe's knows our credit card number and he said yes to Lowe's and they made it go through.
Yeah, that possibly could have happened as well.
Okay. Well, you know, hon, thank you. I just think since Leroy knows about this, and if he did something on his computer for $8, I don't think I should do a dispute since we know about it. He knew exactly about a chance at getting a toolbox. So it doesn't feel like somebody did this with our card someplace else. It doesn't.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like it, huh?
Right. Yes.
So. Thank you for talking it out with me. Oh, my gosh.
My pleasure. Thank
and
you
I can't believe
contacting.
You called back this late. This was cool. So, because I've kind of been waiting all day. But somebody did try calling back twice. We just didn't get to the phone quick enough. So, and then they were gone. So, I called back and just kept pushing the 3 button that you guys would call back again. So, thank you. Thank you for being persistent.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.